It's Andrea Cunliffe here with Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm speaking with Jade Warwick, who's the head of Amplified Voices. This is an exciting project called Branching Out Amplified Voices. It's a mural unveiling and performance series. Hello, Jade, and welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. You're the head of this project, Amplified Voices.
Yeah, Amplified Voices is a program that I created and spearhead with multiple educators. One main one is Eugene O'Neill, who is my partner in this. And basically, I founded and created the program to help validate youth of color in creative ways. Like, how can we have youth of color get their voices out in a way that's seen and validated through art?
How long has this project been going on?
Since summer of 2020, our first one was on the abandoned McDonald's on Pearl Street down in the South End near Arbery Hill. And then one was on Swan Street near Pearl, near Stage 1, the art gallery there. Another was in the parking area public space in Honest Wait Food Co-op. That's a 100-foot mural that you'll see if you ever go to Honest Wait Food Co-op. You'll see one of our Amplified Voice murals there. And then the latest one is at the library, the Branch Out. This mural that we created with the library is actually a movable mural that's going to be traveling through a few libraries in upstate New York and going to be used as a backdrop for performances that are happening at the local library branches and just as a mural piece or just as a piece of connecting art for those communities in general. We're using it to reclaim space, so we have the youth voice out into these libraries that are in different neighborhoods that may not have a lot of BIPOC folks or population, so it's nice to have their art, which focuses a lot on, Black youth, just that, and nice to have it out in ways where there aren't that many people of color, so they can, showcase some Black art and reclaim their space in that way. So this one will be traveling pretty much all over upstate, and our goal is to get it to go out of upstate and to have it travel to libraries all over New York.
I understand it will be traveling to the Delaware branch, Pine Hills, all over. I think it's covering Schenectady as well as Troy. And this will be moving around over the next several months.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be great.
There's also performances or other events happening around this particular mural.
Yeah, so there's going to be a couple of musical artists. Amani is going to be one. We have Dee Collin, a poet, going to be performing at one, and several other folks we may be familiar with that are from the upstate area, from Schenectady down to Albany, performing there as well.
But you're an educator as well, am I correct?
Oh, yes. I would say more in the art education, strictly on, visual arts, maybe not so much within writing or music, but definitely when it comes to visual arts such as painting, muraling, illustration, and graphic design.
Your art form, your personal art form, is that of painting and murals?
Oh, yeah. So I like to dive into everything. I kind of go through art periods. So sometimes I'll be really big into doing comic books, graphic novels, web comics. Sometimes right now I'm going through a muraling period. I may go into sculpting, maybe bookmaking. I just really like to revel in all of the, all of the arts, basically. Anything that I can get my hand on that's artistic, I try to, dive in because I'm really passionate about arts in general. So I try to give myself room to kind of learn a little bit about everything.
What made you decide to work in this truly with Amplified Voices project?
I started it as a form of activism. Not saying that it's definitely a way to be an activist, is to go out on the ground, boots in the ground, protest. But I've never really been good at that, I guess. I always just felt like a body sometimes. I felt like I could be doing more. And when the George Floyd shootings happened, that really kicked it into gear for me to be like, I need to provide something for my community so we can express ourselves in a way that's seen, that is artistic and meditative. Because to me, that's a form of activism as well. So that's pretty much one of the reasons why I started the program. My whole goal with this program is to really give youth the opportunity to express themselves in creative ways. Right now, that's through painting, and hopefully one day we'll move to poetry and music workshops, and there's a lot of room to grow.
Who are the youth that are working with you? Where did you find them? Were they people that you happen to connect with through the art? Or are they just general public getting involved?
So with Amplified Voices, we really do cater every single program to the area, and we work with local youth organizations. We'll connect with a local youth organization from that community or that neighborhood, and we'll work with them. And then that's kind of how that collaboration goes. So we try really hard to really work with the neighborhood on building the program. We kind of take a collaborative approach with it, so that way it's not harmful, and that we're actually giving the community is able to take that mural that we do paint and make it their own, because it's already their own, because it's made by the actual community that's in that block.
The mural, how big is it? Is it really huge?
This one's one of the smallest ones we've done so far. It's 25 feet across, and I believe 10 feet high up. I think 9 feet actually high up. So honestly, it's one of the smaller ones, considering most of the ones we've done have been like 100 feet. So this one was great because, again, all of our, how Amplified Voices goes is we do 3 days of workshopping. We do 3 days. We do the first day with the poetry lesson, where we kind of get all those auditory ideas and all those ideas that they have in their head, but it's not quite visual. That's when we kind of write it down on paper. And then the next day we work on those ideas that they wrote down in paper and try to define it, refine it, teach them basic fundamentals of art and design, several activities so we can keep everything light and fun. And another piece of the program that I think is valuable is that we start every day with 15 minutes of meditation by a local yoga instructor. Right now we're using yoga instructor Jamela Anderson, who is also one of our partners in Amplified Voices.
Who was the youth? Were they all neighborhood kids and they're connected with other youth organizations in the neighborhood?
Yes, so we actually worked with two amazing, well-known organizations from that area, Young Futures, ran by James Mitchell, amazing youth organizer, teacher, educator, leader, and then we worked with SNUG, which is a really well-known organization that black youth around the area.
So how many people took part in this project?
10, because we always cap our lessons off at 10. One of the main things of this program, or one of the main goals of this program, is to actually have it also be a mentorship program. So we wanted to cap this off at 10, maybe one day go to 12. So that way, for each two students, there's at least one mentor to really give those students the attention that they need and the help and the support that they need.
How long did this project go on from its inception to the finished mural? How long did that take?
It's a week long. We may extend it to a week and a half, but they're usually only a week long. It's a very micro program.
Well, how did they feel when it was over? They must be heartbroken they don't have another project.
Oh, they love it, because we have, luckily, with these organizations that I work with, we keep base, we keep touch. These organizations that already work with the students constantly give them resources, constantly give them pathways to succeed within their creativeness. And not only that, once they leave the program, since I collaborate with so many folks from different organizations, once they leave the program, I'm able to offer them other opportunities. I'm doing a mural under the Hoosick Bridge in Troy, which is about 16 pillars. I have some students who will probably intern with that.
Who were the artists that mentored them regarding the mural?
Oh, yeah. So there was myself. Then there's Eugene O'Neill, which is second teacher in command. Then we have Ray Frazier, who is a local muralist, also the director of the Carver Center, a community center about to be opened in Schenectady. We have Danielle Collin, poet, activist. Third mentor educator is usually a mix. It could be Ness, who is a local muralist and artist. It could be Chloe Harrison, who's a local muralist and artist. And it could be Sion, who's also another local. So usually with the third person who we add into the mentorship is usually someone who really wants to go dive into this, you know, have it be open for like college students, students who want to go into the arts or into teaching or education, mentorship opportunity.
Who supplied the funding? Did you get support or?
We will get financial support from either the city, depending, and then a lot of volunteered or donated money as well. Honest Wait, they were able to fundraise for us and is now a partner of Amplified Voices to supply fresh meals to the kids throughout the whole program.
Branching out Amplified Voices, the mural unveiling and performance series Tuesday, August 31st at 5:30 until 9 o'clock at the Albany Public Library at the Delaware branch. And this is going to be happening outside. You're having other performances, something else.
You know a lot of the performance artists that are going to be there, and I'm just happy to be around the students who created the mural and see their faces when they see it unveiled.
Jade Warwick. She's the head of Amplified Voices. I thank you so much for your time today, and I look forward to the 31st at the Albany Public Library at Delaware.
Thank you for having me on.